proponents of the war are disappointed the bill doesn't set firm deadlines for withdrawing troops from Iraq. But Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl says the good news is the bill does include a 2.5-year extension for Wisconsin's popular senior care program. Kohl says giving the low-cost prescription drug benefit new life means both the state and low-income seniors will save money and avoid the complications of the more costly federal Medicare Part D prescription program.
It costs less than what we're now spending, what seniors are spending now for Medicare Part D. So there isn't a senior in the state that doesn't want this program to continue.
Governor Jim Doyle spokesman Matt Cantor says Doyle has been working closely with Kohl to keep senior care alive. Cantor says it's unfortunate it had to be bundled into the war funding bill, but it was the only way to assure the program continued.
The governor felt that Wisconsin seniors can't be held hostage by any of the process relating to funding the war. Now it looks like that Senator Kohl and others are going to be successful in saving the program. We're thrilled about that.
Senior care was to be phased out at the end of this year because the Bush administration had refused to renew a waiver allowing the state to operate it. Cantor says now the 100,000 seniors in the state enrolled in it can count on continuing to get the benefit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.